You're listening to SBS News.
It's a busy time for Asian bakeries across Australia, with locally made mooncakes flying off the shelves. The new Shanghai workshop in Sydney's west has produced 50,000 pastries so far, as strategy manager Anthony Tam explains.
Our mooncake basically is all handmade locally. The produce, we use Australian produce, and also the team here, they have very skillful team making the mooncake.
Traditionally, Shanghai-style mooncakes are filled with minced pork, red bean paste or salted egg. Mr. Tam says demand is rising for new styles too, such as crushed nuts and even durian, either served with meals in their new Shanghai restaurants or boxed and given as gifts.
We're packaging a box in a beautiful packaging, and they can take it home, bring it to their friends and families. Yeah, getting really popular now for a local Australian-made mooncake.
The Mid-Autumn or Moon Festival is one of Asia's biggest holidays and is usually held on the full moon around the 15th day of the 8th lunar month in the Chinese calendar. Millions of families get together to celebrate and attend lantern and stage shows in China, Japan, Malaysia and Singapore. Mooncakes are round to symbolise the full harvest moon and some have a golden egg yolk centre. Salted duck egg mooncakes are just one of 9 flavours produced by former aerospace engineer Steve Ho, who says sales at his Sweet Lou outlets are sky high this year.
This week is leading up to festival. It's very busy in Chinatown like never before. We have already sold more than 10,000 gift boxes. It's amazingly biggest sale since we start the business.
Mr. Ho says his team has worked around the clock for weeks to meet demand for mooncakes made with local produce.
It's all about freshness. In Australia, everything about the freshness. Our factory is very close by locally here in Merrickview. It's 800 square meter, but it's not big enough now. We're looking for bigger options at the moment. We don't need to warm up the oven anymore in the early morning because it doesn't need to. So it's 24/7 type for the factory. Yeah, so it's pretty busy.
The 36-year-old says traditional savoury mooncakes are also evolving into new flavours and sweeter styles.
So the lava custard mooncake is the most popular. We are saying for 6 years, every year we have new flavors of mooncakes, and also the packaging design is a lot of details, a lot of timing. When people receive them, it's a big surprise.
Baker Omar Su puts a Taiwanese spin on his pastries at Omi's Food and Catering.
They're all traditional Taiwanese flavor. This year we create 2 different series and 7 different flavor of a mooncake. The customer, they are really support local, small local business, and I really appreciate that.
Mr. Su says demand for imported mooncakes has declined due in part to pandemic disruption.
International shipping has a struggling. So sometimes if you get from overseas, you need to wait, and then maybe it's already past the moon festival. So a lot of people are looking for to buy local-made and Australian-made mooncake.
There are so many flavours. Sweet Lou Steve Ho finds it hard to name a favourite. Whatever the filling, he says the mooncake message is one of unity and bringing people closer.
Well, for Chinese, they don't say thank you, I love you every day, but this is the very important moment. We use gift boxes to pass to the families, pass to the colleagues, staff and your clients.
Alan Lee, SBS News.